Hello everyone, this is Deepak Changani, a postdoc from McKnight Brain Institute at University of Florida. Here I wish to quickly walk you through my poster entitled Human TDP-43 Toxicity in Fly is Modified by Diverse Pathways. Well, this poster is basically an overview of our results from a large genetic screen where we crossed more than 6,000 next-generation RNAi lines of Drosophila. After the screening, we obtained nearly 200 modifiers of TDP43 toxicity. Here we have used GMR human TDP43 M337V flies from Paul Taylor, which produces a distinct eye phenotype, providing us with a testable platform for such a massive screen. As you can see in our very first figure, where we show our strategy of the screen along with some initial characterization of the model. Interestingly, these flies show robust pathological hallmarks of TDP43 proteinopathies, such as phosphorylation and truncation. In the next figure, we took our characterization to a step forward and developed assays for our mutant TDP43 flies. As the TDP43M337V expression in neuronal context in flies is extremely toxic and lead to lethality, hence we have decided to choose a conditional gene switch system to study locomotion and longevity. Here we observed that flies expressing human TDP43M337V in pan-neuronal context show reduced lifespan and locomotion defects when assayed using trikinetics. In the next figure, on the top right, we show a few suppressors followed by a few enhancers based on the eye phenotype to depict the diverse pathways. To make it more clear, I want to drag your attention to the last figure demonstrating a pie chart based on ontology analysis of the modifiers of the screen. This figure shows that transcription related modifiers along with nuclear transport related modifiers comprise nearly half of all the modifiers. As many modifiers in the nuclear transport are also related to RNA export, we can conclude that production of RNA, that is transcription, and their nuclear export play an important role in modifying human TDP43 toxicity in flies, yet certainly along with many other diverse group of genes. Currently, we are focusing on testing our robust modifiers in the paradigms of locomotor activity and longevity assays. I very much welcome all your questions, suggestions, and comments on our work. Thank you.